What is going on, y'all? It's the Kane and Aiden pod. I don't even know what episode this is, but you know what? I do, because it's the Christmas special.
Yes,
Aiden,
sir.
how you feeling?
I'm feeling good today. I woke up good energy. You know what I'm saying? But Kane, how you feeling,
I'm feeling pretty good. I just had the last day of school for the break.
Yes,
Last day
sir.
of the semester. My last Christmas break ever as a high schooler. It went pretty well. Finals went well. Christmas spirit was rocking at school. So, Aiden, you feeling good?
I'm feeling
Aiden's
good.
available.
So
I want to play the
for our YouTube people,
and
you can
Spotify.
clearly
That's
see. Oh, yeah, Spotify. Yeah. You can see the Christmas drip going on. Kane over here rocking a suit, a little Christmas suit, Santa hat.
yes,
I'm over here rocking the, I don't know what this is, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I
looks
was
like an
not
elf.
prepared. It's like a little elf hat. They gave it to me at work to wear on window. And let's just say I put it on for 1 second and instantly took it off. But I'll take it home for this episode. And you
Okay.
know what? I'm gonna take it off right now. As long
Aiden's
as in
done
the
with Christmas
if it's
spirit.
in the if it's in the cover, if it's in the cover, if it's in the cover, y'all saw it. You know what I'm saying? 30 seconds with it, that's enough time for me.
Anytime listening, you might Aiden's Christmas drip.
Facts. I
But
mean, I don't know. We know who the winner is for Christmas drip.
yeah, okay, I got that one. So hopefully I can win trivia time. So that
Nope.
segues
Nope. Nope.
perfectly into the next segment. So Aiden, go ahead and explain to the people how we're doing trivia time a little differently today.
So normal trivia. I'm sure you guys know the rules. Three questions. What is it? Kane Aiden history, sports, and a
Pop
pop culture
culture.
question. So for this one, it's just all three are related to Christmas. Can be music, movies. I don't know, really anything you want to be, anything has to do with Christmas goes here.
And I'll just say this, my questions are hard.
Mine are, I don't know, I was
Okay.
struggling with these questions.
I'll say this. One question is super duper easy, but I don't think Aiden's gonna get it. So let's just get straight
What?
to it. So as
Nah, we'll go
always,
first. You can go first.
Aiden asked the first question.
I ask the first question.
Wait, don't you usually ask the first question or do I?
I think you do, actually.
Okay, I'll
You
go
know what, though?
ahead.
I'll go me. You're gonna go ahead. All right.
No,
You
I'll
want
go
me to do
ahead and ask
timer?
you. Ready?
Hold on, last question. You got a timer?
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna need a timer when I win, so.
Boy, whatever.
So are you gonna ask me a question or
Oh,
am I gonna ask
there's
you?
no timer on questions. I'm stupid. Sorry. Yeah. Got
Fair.
you. Hold on. Sorry. All right. My first question is: what Christmas movie has made the most money? Is it A Elf, B Home Alone, C The Grinch? I'm talking like the Jim Carrey version, or D A Christmas Story?
What do you mean by made the most money? Like box office?
Yeah, box office. Yeah. Like made the most money. Like grossed the most money. I think it's over time. I don't think it's like straight shot, like a year or like a month. Like I'm talking about like over time. Like what is the high selling one?
Okay. Home Alone, the first one.
Yeah. Well,
Okay, it's between Elf.
duh. Anybody walking the Lost in Manhattan, anyone watching that one? What's it called?
It's between Elf and Home Alone.
Okay.
Do you have dates on when they were released or no? I can't know that.
I don't even ha I didn't put what date they got released. I just put the name of the movie. Oh my God.
Okay. Home Alone.
Correct.
Let's go.
Dang, I didn't think you were gonna get that one.
Let's go.
I didn't
Okay.
think you were gonna get that
I'm up one.
one. All right.
Aiden, this is, you're not getting this.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
The song I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day was
Oh
inspired by
yeah.
which war? A, the
Huh?
Revolutionary War, B, the Civil War, C, World War I, or D, World War II.
I don't think it's CRD, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
I'm gonna go World War II.
No, Civil War.
I'm stupid.
Have
I
you
don't think it's
ever?
CRD.
I was
I
just
think
saying,
it's CRD, and then I pick D.
I didn't even heard that song before.
The Civil War? Oh yeah. I guess. Whatever. I think you're good. All right. My second question is, what's the most popular Christmas song ever?
I'm up 1-0, by the way.
You have a question?
Yeah, popular Christmas song ever. Okay.
Is it A, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, B, Jingle Bells, C, All I Want for Christmas Is You, or It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas?
Okay, so I feel like the easy answer would be to say, oh, all I want for Christmas is you. But I remember the last trivia time we did, the Billboard charts have been around forever. So much so, it's the way that the Beatles were number one. Read me the choices again.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Jingle Bells, All I Want for Christmas Is You, or It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
You know what? I'm gonna go with All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
Hear me out. This is why I went with that. because all the other songs, like, I feel like people don't really just like straight up sit down and listen to those. Like if it comes on the radio, yeah. But you know, some Mariah Carey fans are definitely listening to All I Want for Christmas Is You every year.
Yeah, sure, sure. I don't know.
That's why I like that. Okay.
Man, you were here. You got these hard questions, man. I was over here just like, find anything I can get. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. I've put in work for these questions. Okay, Aiden, so you have to get these last two questions right to even tie with me.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. What U.S. state has a town called Santa Claus? A, Wisconsin. B, Arizona. C, Washington. Or D, Indiana.
I'm going to say Wisconsin, I don't know.
Nope, Indiana.
Dang, I'm out, boy.
And Aiden has live one trivia time for the second week in a row. Also, right, I was thinking about this. Maybe we need to make a rule about like questions and like how hard we can make them, or like put some sort of limit on them, because I feel like trivia time is almost becoming who can make the hardest questions versus who actually knows more.
Yeah, facts.
So maybe that's something we think about in the future, but we still got one question. Your last question is an easy one, so.
Oh, you still want to do the questions? All right, it's fine. All right, how many ghosts are in A Christmas Carol? Is it A2, B3, C4, or D5?
Is that a movie?
Yeah, Christmas Carol, like, what's the name, Scrooge?
Oh, yeah.
Remember he has all the ghosts, like, talk to him?
Yeah. What are the answer choices?
2, 3, 4, or 5.
4.
Yep.
I got it. I just guessed.
Yes,
four. 3 for 3. Okay.
Wow.
So, Aiden, this is an easy question that I have for you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And I have context. Since it's Christmas, I've provided you some context, if you don't know.
All right.
Okay. What does the name Emmanuel mean? A, God with us. B, Son of God. C, He who is with God. Or D, Chosen One. Do you need context?
Like the same thing 5-4 times.
I have context. All right. So Isaiah 7:14 says, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call him Emmanuel. So this is easy for I've known, like, I would know this, but I figured.
Will you answer us one more time?
God with us, Son of God, He who B. is God, or Chosen One.
I'm going to say B.
B?
Yeah.
No, it's God with us. Dang.
0-3 today.
0-3 today? What did I say before this? I said, you're going to need a timer for my winner circle. And you will need a timer for my winner circle.
All right, man. 3, 2, 1.
Bam! Back to back. I am going back to back, the trivia time champ. Am I the reigning champ now? Because Aiden's talking, oh, all time I'm better. But that was a long time ago. What's happening right now? I like to live in the present. What are we having right now is me winning. You know, I'm not going to shout out all y'all that were talking crap because that's irrelevant now. I'm 2-for-2 in the last trivia time. While we're on the theme of Christmas, that verse I just read to you guys is obviously the true meaning of Christmas.
Time is over, man. Stop talking, man. No more talking.
How about that?
Two, you know what, man? I'm gonna start asking questions you know nothing about too, man. I'm gonna start doing that.
My questions were hard. I'm not gonna lie.
How many albums does Drake have? You have no idea. You can't even name a Drake album. Well, actually, no, you can probably name it. Yeah, you can. Never mind. The newest one.
I don't think I can name a Drake.
Yeah, there album. We go, man. That's what I'm gonna do. That's the next trivia time, man. I'm going all in. Kane ain't getting a break, man.
I guess.
Gonna be different this time.
But. Now we're going to move on to inside irritation. So this is a segment where we talk about things that make us a little bit upset and we just kind of talk about them, but they don't have their own segments, but a little bit of a spin, Christmas edition. So Aiden, would you like to kick us off? I have 3. I don't know how many you have.
I got 2.
Okay. So go ahead and kick us off.
So my first one is leading up to Christmas, and that's going to be places being overly crowded on the weekend.
Hey, that was on my list.
That was one of yours? I guess we're even now. We're on two now.
We're even out.
So, like, for instance, Black Friday. How many weeks? Like, Black Friday is, what, like 2 weeks before Christmas? And it is packed.
No, Black Friday
is packed. Black Friday is, like, Christmas shopping. Like, people buy Christmas gifts on Black Friday. Like, you can't go anywhere. Like, right, I was at the mall yesterday. And boy, I couldn't. barely get in line to get something to eat, bro. It's packed everywhere. Like a mall is packed on a Tuesday. Like
on that's a Tuesday. Mine. Yeah. That was one of too mine. Much. Because I was at Walmart the other day and like it's like go the other way. And I turn around, look the other way, and there's five baskets right there. Like I can't, like it's five people in front of me and five people behind me, and everywhere is so crowded. And I can only imagine if you're like trying to just go get groceries and it's freaking packed.
For real. You know what I thought about, too? I wonder how much money Amazon makes around this time of year, bro. It got to be crazy.
Dude, Amazon makes bank all year round.
Facts. But, like, dude, Christmas time?
I got to take that off. Holy cow. I have to take that off. Anyways.
Christmas is, like, prime Amazon time right now, man. I guarantee you it's crazy.
No, it is. I mean, you
don't get as many good discounts on there, but, like, still, like, I bet it's crazy.
No, and imagine also, too, shout out all the UPS drivers and like the delivery drivers, bro, because they
fucking bro. Real. I know it's bad around this time of year, bro. They're like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm really going to get into yours.
So my next one is kind of related to that. If you've gone to these stores, you've heard the off-brand store radio Christmas music. Ooh, and yeah. On YouTube, like the ones that the vloggers will put into their vlogs because they're not copyright. It's so bad, dude. Like, and Christmas music, we're going to get into Christmas music, but it's worse than regular Christmas music. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know exactly what you're talking about, because it's not even just Christmas music. I think about times where I went to, like, I don't know, like a random, like, restaurant or whatever, and they're playing, like what's called Blinding Lights by the Weeknd, but it's, like, sung by a girl. I'm like, what? Like, you can't, like, you know what I'm saying? It's weird. It's like, why am I hearing, like, someone, or, like, Save Your Tears by the Weeknd? I'm always hearing, like, the Weeknd songs, like, covered by girl, like, singing. I'm like... Like, you don't get copyrighted in a restaurant. Like, just play the actual song.
No, the off-brand Christmas music is bad. Like regular Christmas music in itself is touchy. Like, you... Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, my fault. No, did you hear that one new song? It was Camila Cabello or something. Everyone's getting
on
her.
Oh, no, yeah.
She's like, what'd she say, Christmas?
Yeah.
Have a Merry Christmas. Like, everyone was laughing at her because of
the
song.
Singing an old song. She was singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, but she...
But she was like, Have a Merry Christmas. Like, she said Christmas. And I'm like, huh? Like, it's weird. Yeah, I definitely got to check that out, though. And, like, I saw she got asked in her interview. The guy was like, say Christmas.
I saw that.
That was so funny, bro.
That was funny.
It's pretty funny, though. I can't lie. I feel kind of bad for her, though.
Do you have one more? Go ahead. If you stole mine, dude, I swear.
No. It's like, very, like, situational. Okay, like, okay. So, mine is, obviously, I work at Chick-fil-A. People buying gift cards for Christmas, like, presents. And so, you're probably like, that doesn't really make sense. But let me tell you, man, whenever we're packed at, like, say, like, 3 or, like, dinner time, and I got Susan coming in the drive-thru trying to get gift cards. So to do gift cards, you have to do them at the window. You can't, like, ring them up outside. And, dude, they're so annoying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just, like, get them ready. But that's not the biggest problem. Like, a lot of time, like, I'll just, like, park them out front, and then we run the gift card out to the car. But a little special story time for this week. This lady pulls in the drive-thru wanting to get gift cards. And keep in mind, we're busy, right? So, like, I take her card, and I'm like, okay, like, yes, ma'am, if you don't just mind parking around, like, in the front of the building for us, I'll ring up those gift cards in here, and I'll just bring them out to your car. And she was like, she, like, just stood there. And so I didn't know what to do, so I got my manager, and I was like, hey, she's not parking. The lady was like, I refuse to park. You're not keeping my card in there. Like, all this crap, like, raising, like, a big scene because she didn't want to keep her card inside. And then she was like, well, you can just come inside then and come get the gift card yourself, is what she said. And it was, like, causing a big old fit in a scene and stuff like that.
Don't you give your card out to, like, a lot of people anyways?
I know, but she didn't want to leave her card inside. Like, what do you think I'm going to do with your card, ma'am?
Yeah, that's...
Get like, can I get two $25 gift cards? And so we're trying to, like, park her. She just drove off, though. And then so later that day, so, like, in my, like, town, like, Midlothian, they have a little, like, called Midlo Talk. Basically, like, all, like, the soccer moms and, like, the baseball moms gossip about nothing because they don't have jobs. Like, really? Let me chill. I'm not trying to sound bad. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, Real Housewives. Like, it's almost like country housewife talking. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, real, like, just weird. And we got posted on there, and the lady was just like, this is my first ever bad experience at Chick-fil-A in Midlothian.
No.
It's unacceptable how they treated me. And, like, everyone – but no one – she ended up deleting the post, though, because people were clowning her.
Damn.
But I think it was funny, though, because I was a part of that bad experience. So I want to shout me out for being a part of that lady's first ever bad experience at Chick-fil-A in Midlothian.
I'll say this. I understand buying gift cards because, like, you know, maybe some people, like, you don't know what to get them. Oh, shoot, I'm going to get them a gift card. But, like – if you're gonna get a gift card from a fast food restaurant, why would you go through a drive thru? Like, just come in.
They sell them at Kroger. That's the crazy part.
No.
Remember, like, at Kroger, and they have, like, those big, like, gift cards? Yeah. They have gift cards for, like, Cricket Wireless, bro. You best believe they have every gift card there.
What?
Like, I don't imagine anybody getting somebody a Cricket Wireless gift card. Like, you know, a Verizon gift card. Like, go down to Kroger, get you a gift card. Like, it's not that hard.
Okay.
But the other day, no, one thing I was pointing to, my coworker, I saw her ring up $160 worth of gift cards.
Dang.
I'm like, I'm just like, what is going on? People are crazy, man.
Okay,
gift cards. Chick-fil-A. That free chicken, man. I don't know. That's a big one recently.
Okay, so I got one more. Last one. We each ended up having two because Aiden took mine. Great minds think alike. so my last one, Hallmark Christmas movies. They are so bad.
Oh.
So corny. They're all about the same thing. Some girl moves from the big city to the small town and falls in love with a guy she doesn't like at first. It's the same thing over and over.
It's funny. We saw a TikTok about this, bro. It always is. It's always like, what's the TikTok we saw? It was like moving down to write a book or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you just use me for the book or something like that. It was funny.
John Christ, I think is his name. Christ? I don't know how to say his last name. But he's like a Christian comedian. He's super funny. And me and Aiden always like TikToks back and forth.
No, because it's always like, no, I understand. It's funny though, because it's just like, it's always the same thing. It's like a rom-com. Like, they're never really funny. It's like, I don't know. They're just.
And there's like, I hate to sound like this, but like, there's like a specific group of like old women that think every single one of them is good. Like, yeah, the same one you watched last week.
My mom would probably watch something like that. I'm not going to lie. She's probably going to say something to me about this. Oh, you're making fun of me again.
I don't think I've ever watched a Hallmark Christmas movie and been like, wow, that was pretty good.
Like, I don't think I ever watched one. I just see commercials for it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't watch that. I'm not watching that.
Yeah.
Definitely. It kind of reminds me of, you seen that they got on TikTok? He's like loudly stating my opinion on movies, like a movie theater. You seen that before? You know how movie theaters always show like previews for movies?
Oh, I think I have seen
that. So he'll be like, I gotta see that one like really loud afterwards. Or I don't want to watch that, like, or something like that.
That's pretty funny.
I thought that was funny. It kind of reminds me of that. But
so, Aiden, do you want to transition us to our next topic? It might be some hot takes coming here.
This one doesn't have a lot of hot takes. Our next two like segments or things or whatever are gonna be filled with hot takes. You know what I'm saying? I'm scared. A lot of TikToks probably gonna get taken from this. Probably some comments going crazy. Mm-hmm. But our first one is gonna be hit or miss Christmas songs. So if we don't know hit or miss is, hit is just like, it's a good song. Miss is like, not that good. But we'll go into detail. Just because we say it's a miss doesn't mean it's like a trash song.
Yeah.
It can mean we just think it's overplayed or like whatever. So, Kane, you want to start us off?
Okay, Aiden, first song on the list, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Man. It's like, you kind of have to say hit because it is the biggest Christmas song of all time. At the same time, extremely overplayed, overrated. It's honestly, it's annoying, bro. Like, yes. you know, when you're walking out, and you hear like the you. I'm like, oh man, you just know it.
Miss.
I just know. I gotta put my headphones in, bro. I can't. That song is just too much.
Yeah. Look, it's classic. It's iconic. It's a quote unquote great song by the standards, but it's just so overplayed and.
Which is crazy because Christmas is once a year. I mean, Christmas season is a month, obviously. Like, let's not get into that with Kane. Kane doesn't have a starting Christmas in April. But Christmas season is only like 2 months. And like, but for some reason, this song is getting played all the time. It's like,
yeah,
how is a song that gets played like a month a year this overplayed? Like, it doesn't really make sense.
Okay, so next song, hot take, miss.
Our next song will be Last Christmas.
I'm going to say it's a hit.
It's pretty good. It's fun.
It's a hit. I mean, I'm not listening to it in July, but it's a hit.
Joy to the World.
This, I feel like this is sometimes a little bit overplayed, but if done right, it's definitely a hit. I can't say it's a miss.
It reminds me of, you ever seen the Christmas Vacation?
Yeah.
I always remember that scene when they're singing that song. I thought that was
funny. Yeah.
And we got Oh, so Holy Night. Oh, Holy Night. Is that the one that's like Silent Night, Holy
No, that's Silent Night. Oh, Holy Night is like, oh, Holy Night. The one like the stars are brightly
I don't
shining.
even remember that one, bro.
What? That is crazy.
Silent Night. It's already on here.
It's an insane hit, bro. Oh, Holy Night is an insane hit.
I don't remember, to be honest.
I listened to the Ann Wilson version. Ooh, fire. It's a hit. That's probably my favorite Christmas song, honestly.
Next one is Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
I'm going to say one's a hit.
Yeah, it's a hit. It's like, it's not really overplayed, but it's kind of like everyone kind of
goes. You get the Michael Jackson one? That's a hit.
You know, I just remembered. What? Alvin and the Chipmunks. What's their Christmas song called?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Does it have a name?
Man, what was it called? How does it go? I don't remember. But that reminds me, the other day I watched the Alvin and the Chipmunks, the second one.
Oh, yeah.
It's so trash, bro. It's so bad.
Really?
Like, you know, like.
Wait,
you,
is that like, the. Is that the shipwrecked one or is that the third
one? No, that's the third one. Shipwrecked is the third one. This is the one. Like, remember they go to high school?
Oh, the with the Chipettes. Yeah.
Dude,
I like
it's
that.
So bad, bro. It's like bad. It? You have to. No, it's so bad.
I mean,
it's
I haven't like, seen it in a while, but I like it. I like the one I had.
You know how we like make fun of like Disney movies for having like those like cliche lines? Like, he's right behind me, isn't he? He literally went, got it. And I don't got it out, bro. It took me out, bro, because it was so corny. It took me out. I was laughing because it was just like, but not like a good laugh. I was like, oh man, like it was bad. It was really bad.
Okay,
but
so
the next one,
where are we
is
at?
Feliz Navidad.
Mm.
That's a hit. I mean, I don't know. I don't really listen
to
Christmas
like
that.
Slightly overplayed, but I'll still give it a hit.
See, me saying hit or miss is like saying, like, whenever it comes on, do I get irritated or not?
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
Okay.
So it's fine.
Okay.
The next one is Let It Snow.
Miss.
I don't know. It's like, let it snow. Okay. It snows outside. Cool.
Yeah, I'm going miss.
Next one is It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. I think that's a good one. I like that one.
That's it.
The next one is, hot take. Baby, It's Cold Outside.
That is an insane miss.
But here's why.
Miss.
The song is creepy, bro. If you listen to
horrible.
The No, it's creepy. It's a girl trying to go home, but he's like trying to convince her to stay. Like, that's weird.
I mean, dude, I just don't want the
you,
song.
No, there's this part, she goes, what's this in my drink? Like, bro, that's...
He
basically drugged a girl, bro. Like, this is like... I can't even say. I don't want to get us like in trouble, like by what I really want to say. But this is nasty, bro.
I just don't like this song. Like straight up, I just don't like it. It's like a conversation in a song. It's an insane.
But but the conversation is like him trying to take advantage of a girl. Like it's weird, bro. It's a really weird song.
Yeah, I'm going with this.
How is this song still getting this song? We canceled the most random things, but not this
dude,
song.
Dude,
this song is weird. This song is weird, bro.
Yeah, how has that not been canceled yet?
Cause it's weird. I'm telling you, bro. Look at the lyrics after this. Ooh, you're gonna be like, yeah. Probably should be listening to that. But the next one is Jingle Bell Rock.
It's on the fence. I'm gonna go hit though.
It's kind of like it's. I don't know. It's alright. It's just kind of annoying sometimes.
So you're going miss?
I'll go hit. It's not bad.
I'm gonna go hit.
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is our next one.
It's fine.
And then the last one is Silent Night. I think Silent Night's a hit too.
Silent Night's gotta be a hit. For sure.
That's probably up there. It's like laid back. It isn't like All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's just like, bro. No. Like, I'm tired right now. It's 12 o'clock at night, but I got to hear this in every single thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just too much.
Overall Christmas music, I think it's fine for what it is. Like, you know, you only listen to it a certain time of year. So I don't mind Christmas music. Obviously, like, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Like, Baby, It's Cold Outside. Like, no, I'm not listening to that. But, like, the Christian Christmas, like, classics, like, I will listen to in this time of year. They're good. And even these songs that you, like, hear on Christmas radio are good. Overall Christmas music, like, in general, I'd say it's a hit.
See, that's where I come in.
I'm
not going to say it's a miss. But at the same time, it's like, if you're getting in my car, I don't really want you to play Christmas music. If it has to do with me listening to music, I'm not going to listen to Christmas music. If it's a store I'm going to, that's fine. But as far as like just like straight up listening to it, then
I'm not straight up listening to it either. But I'm saying like in the car, like, okay, you know, in the stores, okay. But yeah, I'm going to say it's a hit. So our next topic we're going to be talking about, we're going to play a little game similar to the last one, overrated, underrated Christmas movies. So how this is going to go is... We're going to name a Christmas movie. We're going to say if it's overrated or it's underrated. Now, Disclaimer. If we say it's overrated, doesn't necessarily mean we think it's bad. Like, there's some movies that I'm looking at on this list, like, yeah, it's a little overrated, but I'll still watch it once a year.
Yeah. So, well, we should also add, like, a properly rated thing, too, because I feel like it's kind of unfair to say. But Kane, you want to start us off?
Yeah, so the first movie we got, Elf. Aiden, what you going with?
I'm going to say properly rated.
I'm going to say properly rated, movie. Too. I agree. Great film. Movie.
Facts.
I said it like an old person. Great film.
Great film. Bro said film.
Okay.
Those film, those guys at school.
For real. Next up, we got the Polar Express.
I'm going to say overrated, to be honest. And not because it's bad, but because you know dang well we had a Polar Express day every day in elementary, like every year in elementary.
I just went to the ice at the Gaylord. It was Polar Express themed. I really liked it, but I think the movie itself is a little bit overrated. Like, I'm going to watch it once a year in Christmas time and not watch it again.
It's not that it's bad. It's that, like, when you watch it growing up all the time, it was kind of annoying. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But
it's
I like also don't elementary. Think it's that great.
No, but at my old elementary school, we used to watch WALL-E every single year on Earth Day. And, like, I like WALL-E, but, like, bro, I'm, like, so burnt out on that movie. You know what I'm saying?
I also don't think it's great, though. Like, I think it's, like, okay, they get the magic ticket, they get on the train, they see Santa, they go, like, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's not that
great. I will say, as a little kid, I did like it, though. Like, growing up, I did like the movie. I don't think it's bad. I just have seen it, like, so many times, and it's gotten old. Whereas, like, Elf doesn't really get old.
Next up, Home Alone. We're talking the whole series, Home Alone. I'm gonna say properly rated for this one. I like
it. I think it's a little stupid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a little like too like cheesy sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it is, but like, it's a kids movie. What kids movie isn't?
You know, like, I saw a joke like Home Alone. It's like, bro, like, all they had to do was just like it's so stupid. Like, I don't know. It's just like just like super like clumsy.
I get like, what you're saying. Kind of like, you're kind of just like really a kid got left by himself. Like, that's not gonna happen.
But I would say it's a good movie still. I'll say it's properly rated. It's just kind of like, it's just a little like, and I think it's just because the criminals that are trying to catch them, like, they're just like really stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's just kind of fun. But it makes it funny though. So I can't even hate it. It's funny.
All right. First up, we got the Grinch. Now, I don't know which one you're talking about, but I'm about to drop a hot take on the Grinch.
We're talking about the Jim Carrey one, the live action one.
I don't think that one's the best one.
Which one, the Jim Carrey one?
I like the cartoon more, honestly.
The newest one?
No, the old one.
The old one was no, bro. It was like a 30-minute like thing. It's like a short almost.
But the Grinch, Jim Carrey one was fire. I'm gonna say the Grinch is properly rated though.
I'm gonna say properly rated. I thought it was good.
Next up, It's a Wonderful Life, Aiden.
I can't really say because I haven't watched this movie like the whole entire thing, but I know my mom's a big fan of this movie.
Extremely underrated. This is like if you've never seen it. When I was looking up Christmas movies, like, for just to put on this list, and it would pop up as rankings, and It's a Wonderful Life would be, like, number one on most of the websites I looked at.
Is that the one that the guy, like kind of like gets, like, separated from his family and stuff like that? I don't really know that much about it. Like, goes to jail or something like that?
It's the one, it's, like, basically, like, the theme of it is, like, God's greatest gift is, like, this life. And, yeah, he has, like, family issues and stuff like that.
I don't remember that much, but I just remember my mom's a big fan of the movie, so I'm not going to hate on it.
Okay, so you're saying, what do you have a...
I'm going to go properly rated then, because I can't really say for sure. I'm not going to like hate on it, because I've never seen it, but like I know my mom's a big fan of it, so I'll say properly rated.
Yeah, it's where like, yeah, and like the guardian angels come in, stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember it, to be honest.
Okay, I'm going to say extremely underrated. All right, next movie up, we got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'm going to give this one a properly rated.
I'm going to say properly rated, too. I think like... You know, it's funny, we didn't do the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song on the Christmas songs. I feel like we should put that one on there. I just realized that right now. But I don't know, it's kind of fine. It's kind of dumb, though. It's like, who's a red-nosed reindeer? Everyone hates him. Like, it's kind of stupid. Like, no, you know what I'm saying?
What? That's the story of Rudolph.
I know. It's just like, he has a red nose, so we don't like him. Like, it's just like dumb. Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, what kid's movie is it? Properly rated. Okay. Frosty the Snowman. I like this one. I'm going to give this one properly rated only because I used to love this movie when I was little. Like, supposedly, I would, like, watch this movie when we were going to watch fireworks on 4th of July. So I'm going to go.
Dang, you're a diehard Frosty the Snowman fan.
I have to go with properly rated here.
In the spirit of making Kane mad, I'm going to say overrated. I mean, it's okay. Because it's just like a, it's not even like a movie. It's like a short. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Like, we make a snowman who, like, wait, who wants to, like, don't, like, who goes after him? Who wants to, like, kill him? Like, you know what I'm saying? No, like, not kill him, but, like, huh?
The conductor of the train, the magician. Oh, wait, no, not the conductor, the magician, yeah.
The magician wants to, oh, yeah, it's just, like, really, like, right, I don't know. The conductor, okay. But I don't know. It's all right. I don't know. Nothing
too crazy. Next up, A Christmas Story.
Oh, we both agree on this one. I know we do. Overrated.
You think overrated?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Right? Is that that one?
No. Okay. Yeah. Overrated.
Like, it's just like, boy, he shoots his eye out. Like, who cares? Like,
okay.
He wants a BB gun. He shoots his eye out. Like, okay. Like, that's it.
Miracle on 34th Street. There we go.
I have not seen that one. I'm sorry.
Really?
I've seen that one.
I'll say it's properly rated. Last but not least.
Hold on. I want to throw on one that we have that's not on here, and that's what's it called? With Scrooge? What's that one called?
Oh, yeah. I have no clue what that one is called.
But let's say the Scrooge movie. I like the movie. I'm not gonna lie, it's a little underrated.
Scrooge movie.
I don't know what it's called.
Oh, A Christmas Carol.
Oh, Christmas Carol. Yeah, I like the movie. Oh, yeah,
it's a good movie. I will say it is properly rated.
I see underrated, just because like it actually has a message, whereas like most of these movies don't. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the Grinch, like it's not a corny lesson though. Like you know what I'm saying? Like something like kind of like a little corny, like A Christmas Story, like a BB gun, like shoot your eye out, like okay, like it's a little corny. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Charlie Brown Christmas. I will say this about Charlie Brown Christmas: we just watched that church, like Christmas party at church was. We went, played games, worship, and then we watched Charlie Brown Christmas and had Christmas cookies and popcorn, and it did kind of hit.
I say it's like kind of overplayed. I don't know about overrated, but like I feel like it's just like it's always
kind of like properly rated.
The music is kind of, I think the music aspect of it is kind of cool. Yeah. I like the music aspect is cool though. I don't really like look forward to watching it or even think about watching it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know if that makes sense. So to wrap things up here, we're just gonna kind of talk about Christmas. One of my favorite parts about Christmas that wasn't mentioned is NBA on Christmas Day.
Facts.
Single year without fail.
Didn't even think about NBA on Christmas for some reason.
We're not gonna break it down to you guys, but I just like how the best teams play, not the same teams every year, and it's just
throwing shots at football. It's just
you go from one game to the next game, and it's all like. You know, I just love watching basketball. NBA on Christmas, definitely a hit.
Facts. NBA on Christmas is never a miss. It's always good. I feel like, except for that one year when the Rockets lost to the Warriors. Bro.
I feel like when your team loses, it's just kind of like a turn off. Like, the Rockets are at the point my favorite basketball team, Aiden's favorite basketball team, are at the point where they don't play on Christmas because we're so bad. And so it's like I can jump from one game to the next game. But if the Rockets lose on Christmas, I'm disappointed and I just don't want to watch the rest of the games.
Facts. No, because we lost to the Warriors. That was like 3 years ago or 2 years ago.
But
and that was stupid, bro. That's when Curry was hurt. They literally had like a team of like nobodies at the time. It was like D'Angelo Russell was probably playing for the Warriors at that point.
The year we beat the Thunder was a good basketball on Christmas year, though.
I don't remember that year, but like I remember that year we lost the Warriors. That was stupid because I remember back in like the basketball podcast days, Kane. I know Kane remembers whenever I made. The only present I needed was to see the Rockets destroying the Warriors on Christmas, and I predicted that we would destroy them, and then we lost. And wow, I was very disappointed that day.
The year that we lost. Beat the Thunder was Austin. That was Austin Rivers' first game as a Rocket.
Austin Rivers.
So, no, NBA on Christmas hits out different. You know what else hits every year? Christmas dinner.
Ooh,
Christmas dinner hits every year. Got the ham, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, a guaranteed hit.
On Christmas, I'm trying to think what we normally do. Like Christmas Day, we usually do like, obviously like presents, like when we're like in the morning.
Yeah.
But we would have like breakfast burritos and stuff like that for breakfast and like all kinds of stuff is good. That's what we usually do, like brunch time. Wow. But that hits every year.
Anyway, so Christmas is always a good time. Obviously, we all know the true meaning of Christmas, Jesus. So, you know, we keep that in there. But Christmas is always a great time for sure, Aiden. What are your overall thoughts?
On Christmas?
Yeah.
Man, I don't even know. All I know is right now, I need to get my brother something for Christmas. Boy, I have not gotten him anything, man. And I cannot find it.
The best holiday, bro. The best holiday.
I don't know what to get this fool for Christmas, bro. It's hard out here. It's hard to find gifts for people. I feel bad for my parents or even us one day for future parents one day. It's going to be hard once your kids get older trying to find them presents. Because I'm like, my mom's like, what for Christmas? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I want to be surprised.
For real. But anyways, y'all. The Kane and Aiden, the first ever Kane and Aiden pod Christmas special was a hit. Be on the lookout for the good stuff as always. But as Aiden said, this is the Kane and Aiden pod signing off.
Signing off.